friends, friends that are family, and family that are friends. This is Eddie with the TBD Network, also the TBD Podcast Network. The TBD Network is a thinker's podcast covering subjects and ideas that can advance the mental fortitude and critical thinking in an effort to further humanity through casual conversation. But right now, you are listening to the Jimmy James Show, A to Z. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you.
Right. We're starting a racism.
So, you think you know?
Play it. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Why don't you kick some of that? You know. You know how you do it, man. It's a trip. People don't even believe we're together right now. But tell your story. You know the one I like.
Right. Say it, bye.
Riders on the storm.
It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is really, really, really me. And this is the Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person, Part 7, 2 of 2. Alrighty. I know, it's May 2nd, and I'm like, yeah. So, what's up? Alright. So, I've done this. Everybody's starting off a show. It was like,
sorry, I haven't been on. I had such a bad week, you know, this and that.
It's either a funny type of week, or it's ordinary, and you're just pissed because you had an ordinary type of bullshit week. Like, I had to run all the way up here and run all the way back there. And then you're like, all right, dude, I get it. Like, you had to do things. Like, I could have just kept my radio off and listened to my own thoughts. But, motherfuckers, since I haven't been on, and this is the Basement Ramblings, and I was, like, going to do it in my room, and I'm like, I'm doing my room. Fuck, the air's too loud. The fan, yeah, it's too loud. I'll go in the kitchen, sit down, all right. Oh, fuck. Chris just got an ice maker. Fucking making too much noise. And I'm like, what am I talking about? It's the fucking Basement Ramblings. I gotta be in the fucking basement. Anyway, it's cool down here. I like it. It's quiet. I can yell. I can scream absurdities. Like, I just killed 6 cats. It was only 3. No, but you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I literally had a shit you not funny fucking long time off. Okay. First thing, the funny part out of that is I didn't know I was taking off from podcasting. That's just the funny thing. That's just life throwing you a curveball. Hey, this week threw me such a curveball. Why does it always be a curveball? I can't be a screwball, knuckleball, sinker, fork. Anyway. 4-seam? 2-seam? Anyway, getting off
getting off of the track. I'm getting off track here. Let me get back on.
Another thing I say all the time that irks the fuck out of me, and you people are like, ah, it's funny. He doesn't remember. I do. I'm taking notes. So, yeah. I did not forget about you motherfuckers, even though I had the funniest. Well, I guess it's been a while. That's the one thing I wanted to check. I'm actually checking 2 things right now. It's May 2nd. It's 12:39 a.m. I just got back from the store. I haven't been to the store, like, well, I have, but I mean, I haven't been there for a walk in a long time. But before I get into any of that, I want to test to see how this sounds. This is on the, I'm not doing this on Riverside. This is on the app. I had to re-sign in all that shit because they made us do that. And then I'm want to listen to it, see how it comes out. And then I'm going to go back in Adobe and see how that sounds. All right? Is that okay with you motherfuckers? But in the meantime, since you know this is going to be a somewhat crazy show and whatever, I have a lot of different things that I threw on during the time I was off, and I just kept adding it to fucking basements that are ramblings, basements, crazy, yeah, crazy fucking people. But I'm gonna get, like, super fucking nuts with you guys, like, because this is not gonna be, like, your ordinary, typical, regular basement ramblings. This is going to be like me going off in another dimension. Are you ready to come? And why you think about this, I want you to I was on my walk home, and I'm like, what do they call that? And I was like, so it's a short raplet, but I really did put the definition in there. I didn't fuck with the definition. I did something in the beginning and then at the end. It's not really long. And I think, I kind of say this in the raplet, but so I'll say this so you people who listen, like, just to me, and they don't, people are like, I don't listen to raplet, I don't understand them, or whatever. This is basically asking a question. Do you know somebody like this, or are you one yourself? I had to ask myself and be honest with myself. And after Murray, we'll get the results back if Jimmy was honest. Be right back after this, fuck faces. This is The Illusion of Truth, coming up next.
This is the truth of illusionary rap lit written 99% created by Jimmy James the First Think. I was in a daze after these arguments of pure and fictional craziness. So before I start the show, I want you to listen to what you might be, or maybe even me, or have you ever done this or known somebody who has? And this is not one of those yeah I know that person real quick type of thing. You might have to think about it a little bit, or you become one of the dumb American people living in today's society. So before I go off into a different universe, please listen to every word this definition is about to work off. I literally thought to myself, I know there's the term for this illness, but what is the word that I need to spill this out to the radio airwaves? Here is that word and what the term and its definition are about. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is me teaching you something whether you hear or listen or not, but hey, it could be part of your own plot and you wouldn't know it unless you listen through until the end. And on that note, let's begin. 3, 2, 1. The term for when a lie is repeated so often that it becomes believable is the illusion of truth or illusory truth effect. This is a propaganda technique that can make a lie seem more true, even if it's not. The Nazi Joseph Goebbels is often credited with the saying, repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. The illusory truth effect is the tendency to believe false information is correct after repeated exposure. People rely on whether the information is familiar or in line with their understanding when assessing truth. However, repetition doesn't override knowledge, and the biggest influence on whether a statement is true is whether it actually is. Pathological liars may also believe the stories they tell because they've repeated them so often that they start to feel true. These liars often live in a fantasy world where their truth becomes reality. So yeah, you heard it here, right here. This is the show. You heard it on the Jimmy James Show, A to Z, and possibly what it could be. This show could be so much more than me blabbering on about idiocy diplomacy that I never really learned. You can see what I'm saying, right? Nope, not here, wrong. You cannot see what I'm saying, you can hear what I'm saying, but you understand in a way. I am one of these people. I am not a delusional person by any means, no. But I have had a little splash of illusory come over me for so many years I didn't even recognize what the truth was anymore, as I gazed into my brainstem, which is basically mayhem. And you know I love to put those two words together like flies and shit on a sweater shirt in 110 degrees after a dog just took a fresh shit on the sleeves of the old fucking thing. But let me get back to what I was actually saying, but I'm done with rap lips as of right now, so here I go, the real Jimmy James about to start the show. So in 3, 2, 1, pretend you didn't hear the last two numbers like a real show, lol, that's sad and quite funny at the same time. I don't care if you're laughing, and if you were, shame on you, that wasn't funny. Oh shit, anyway, here we go on with this insane cast to outlast all the respectable creators who try to make their shit have some sort of meaning or impact. I'm going to take your shit, stuff it down a trash compactor, and after I'm done with it, I'm going to move on to the next and say all these horrible things. I'm just kidding. All joking aside, I'll probably write a song about how I destroyed you. Wow, did I just say that out loud? Or on the text-to-speech thingy. I'm really starting to lose it here anyway. Ground control to Major Tom, make sure you send a nuclear bomb my way, because that's the way life is lived. My fucking way. And to each their own, unless you get up in my space, then I'll hit you with a 1990s telephone book. Holy shit, I did not see that coming. I just went back 20 odd years or something for a right hook. Alright, I'm done for now. Let's get on for the real part of this. By the way, before I just forget, you must admit I do have some style when I do this. And this is when I'm barely trying. Imagine if I gave it a full 10%, it would be scary, I think. Godspeed and heaven sent. I have a gift of gap like God him or it or she or whatever the fuck being you needed to be to get through your hard times came down to my bedside and kneeled down and said, please be my gap outlet. I have too many thoughts I need you to store 99% of them. Can you do that for me, Mr. Jimmy James? And I said, sure, sir, with the smile on my face. And then I said, now I get lost. I need my sleep for God's sake.
That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
This is the Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person with Jimmy James, Part 2. Well, it's Part 7, but it's Take 2. Hold on.
No, I'm just fucking around. I'm getting the mic right, so I got 78% power. Oh, fuck yeah. No, so where was I? I'm like, no, just stop the mic. I honestly thought about quitting podcasting. No, I didn't. I mean, honestly, I told you guys this. I'm not getting into all this shit. Before I get into the show and what it's going to be really about, which is really nothing. But it's my fucking therapy. So go fuck yourself. If I do 3 shows a week, I burn myself out. And I do gotta give. And that's why I pay homage and tribute to fucking what's his face? The fuck's his name again? Eddie. From the TB. Let me tell you guys, that's why I pay tribute to him. But, I took his advice on that and I didn't want to do that. But I haven't even talked to those guys. Like, I've been so out of it. First, I was sick, which I was like, me? Sick? Sick. You can even hear it on, there's this 5-minute part with me, my pops, and Chris. And, like, they were smoking weed in front of me, and I just was like, I grabbed the recorder, and I'm like, this is something I can add. I didn't know what it was going to be, and I said, whatever it is, I'm going to add it, and it came out, I guess, okay. You know, it was something not intended for the show. Now, with that being said, I think Chris acts a little different when he knows he's being recorded, so, because there is a part in here where we're in the truck and we were taking a ride to go pick up something. But it's like you could hear the difference in that. You know, plus we're in the truck. And he's exactly like, not going to say like me. He has my capabilities like of all the alphabet fucking disorders, okay? So, I was off. I was sick. That was one. My mom was in rehab. That was two. I was like, I should probably let, like, the people who listen to me know. So, honestly, all bullshit aside, no joking, this is going to be really hard. Like, hard, hard. Like, so hard. Like, you're at a Spencer's. That was actually good. No. I'm in a tool room, too. I could just do like little props. Anyway, put that over there. Oh, it stood up. The fuck was I saying it was hard to do? Oh yeah, I was gonna say this is actually hard to do without joking, but I am sorry if anybody out there who does listen to me like more on a constant, you know, more like biblical, like where's this material? Where the fuck is it? The fuck is this shit? He hasn't done anything since the 22nd of May. Or is it March? March 22nd? It's May 2nd. Why the fuck is this guy? I didn't realize. I thought it was a lot longer. That's how bad I felt. I'm like, Jesus, I keep postponing this fucking episode. I don't even want to do it right now. So, sorry to you guys. Seriously, my listeners, my followers. I noticed I had, and I want to say this. Oh my God, you guys. This is like the one thing that is like, sucks to be in podcasting. Because you guys on Facebook and whoever listened to me, Thank you for all the follows on Spotify. Problem is, either you just looked up my name, because I had like 4 followers on my main, like, personal, like, I have the Jimmy James show, and it doesn't have like my, has a different picture, and then it has this Jimmy James show, which is like the main one. So I told you guys about this. I had 2 premium profiles that I was paying for. One for this and one for the Jimmy James show. I'm sorry, one for this and one for my personal. And it sucked because my personal had more. So I was just looking today. I seen somebody and we're talking about songs. I'm like, let me go in the settings and see what the plans are. And I noticed I had went from 4 followers to like 93, which is not a lot, but still, I only asked for like 40, or no, 60, well, no, I forget, 40 or 60, but either or, the number was surpassed. Problem is, I don't think it went to this show, so I'm like, fuck, and this is live in the moment, me thinking about this, because I just saw it, and I just was like, oh, shit, yeah, so, like, that's, like, huge fucking, you know, if I had the hand clappy thing, this is me banging on wood. No, seriously, thank you for following me, and if you have done that, I'm going to repost on, because I'm pretty sure when I posted on fucking Facebook, I did post this link, you know, the link that you're listening this on, the main link on Spotify. Like, if I get 1,000 followers, 100,000 followers on Amazon, I don't think Spotify cares, because it's like, it's not with us. And another thing is that they do have commercials, because I pay premium, but for my other one, I don't anymore, so I was like going through it, and I'm like, oh, so you do have to listen to commercials when you're listening to my show. That sucks. Like, that's bullshit. Unless I did, which, here's the catch with this. I could do subscription paid only shows, which I would have to go all out on every show. And I definitely found out, I was talking about this, but I'm for sure stuck on 49 cents. You cannot go lower than a dollar or whatever the subscription price is. I was just lucky enough to keep it at 49 cents. So I think it was like, what, 20 cents? So anyway, it's basically 60 cents after taxes if you subscribe to my show, which I don't have it, my subscription's open yet, because I have nothing. So if I wanted to make this a subscription show, you would have to pay the 49 cents, which is, I think, what I said. Yeah, 60 cents. Something in that ballpark area. Whatever. And I'm like, is my show worth 60 cents? I'm like, you know what? Fuck yous. I'm worth 60 cents. I'm worth 99 cents. Yeah. I think my followers agree if they're going to listen. But, like, would I make you pay that 99, 40, whatever, 60 cents? Let's call 49 cents, because that's what it is. Because the reason why I'm telling you this, if I try to switch it at any other price, so if I try to do, like, 60 cents or 80 cents even, so, or 79 cents come out to 99, I can't do that. And I don't want to try, because once I switch it, I might get stuck on the higher number. So, yeah. So that was a tidbit of information I just got in at the moment, which I wasn't planning on talking about. I'm on Dobe now. Does this sound better? Let me check. So, I did have a lot of raplets. The first one is Dave. I don't know. His name is Dave. I made a guy. And then I made the raplet guy, where I made him have 1 and 2 parts. I don't remember what this raplet's about. All of them are not long. They're not like 5 minutes long. The only one that's long was the one you just heard. And I wanted to talk about this. So this will probably be part 3. So I can always split this. So let's split it. I'll stop it and come back, you motherfuckers. So, yeah. I ran out of things to say. Take care.
Why don't you ever shave? I'm too high on my shave right now. I have the center. I'm like fucking. Are you picky when you shave?
Yeah.
Well, everything has to be straight.
I go and get it cut. Yeah. I got the thing where I can align it perfect. I got the.
Yeah, it's called my hands.
Yeah. No, I got the attachment. It's like a plastic.
Really?
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
I never used that when I was like. What was it?
So you gotta hold it?
Yeah. I've eyeballed it my whole life. I've never fucked it up. I mean, there's times where I've.
My name is Dave. I can tell you from the jump I don't know what telling you my name does, but here's the rest of this, and I think I'm crazy. I don't know what that has to do with this, but this is the Basement Ramblings Part 7, so sit back and most certainly absolutely go fuck yourself. For your next choice is to go fucking bananas, because we're going to take this to Mach 7 billion. We're going to go past all the stars. You know those glowy things in the dark? Yes, when you lift your head up at nighttime. Pretty much whatever I'm saying should be, you know, in the dictionary, and then come back to the beginning, when the planet ruled. From our ancestors, you know, the things that came before us, basically apes who ate grapes, bananas, and bugs off the bag of the children. Oh god, oh shit, for fuck's sake. This is a story, but sort of kind of true if you must know your history too, from when Earth just started. You know, I hope, when it started sprouting retards and dreamers like you, how to rig an election. I don't know everything, but I'll bet you a glow stick, white powder, and a White House, that most of you rich fucks know that. I'm poking fun of you. The question is what are you really going to do? That's a question mark to you. If it wasn't for most of this population who was suffocating on its own democracy and voting because they read or heard the news, maybe they would have their right to choose who goes where and what they do. But like I said, since day one there's just too many dumb fucks out there. Oh, and now they get to hold the gun, and that's just the top of the barrel. Let's reach down just a little and see what we can pull out of this American bag of doubt. You fucks in power don't know shit. Oh, I just realized I am Dave, and I now know why I'm crazy, and most importantly who I am. But my doctor says I forget a lot, so maybe I should have written it down or something. Anywho, why do they say anywho? I mean, if they say, well, I'll talk to you later, anywho, bye. I mean, what's the point? Who the hell is any? Who are they talking about? Who is who? And what's up with put it in the book and what's in the book? You ever hear this fucking expression? Drives me just fucking bananas. That's another one for the book. What book? Have you ever seen this book? Well, anywho, got to get to class. Just got to figure out which room. I've never teached at this school. And why is this a zoo? Oh well, stuff to figure out as the day goes on. Fuck it. I'll go teach these little gorillas their CBAs.
Look, I've heard Basement Ramblings is going on for all of us.
It's usually the doctor.
Wait, what's it called? It's codeine.
The codeine.
No, no, but what did you?
That would clear me up. Huh? That was like the best shit.
No, but, oh, my bad. What did you just call it?
Pancake syrup.
No, before that. And I.
It was just a
promethazine.
And I'm like, I didn't know what it was. And then he said, well, pancakes and syrup.
Yeah,
like, that's going to make the fucking difference. Like, well, oh, I thought
that would have heard of it. It's an old.
You ever hear of air and oxygen? Yeah, it's kind of like a mix of
Google
that.
Google.
No, dude, I'm doing the.
What is your drug, pancakes and syrup? And it'll tell you.
What Chris, are the drugs?
What is the drug, pancakes and
syrup?
He needed more
sleep, dude.
Where did you get it?
Yeah, he got the fucking Walmart.
Jen got, no. It's over the counter. It's over the counter. You can't get it.
Oh, you.
Over the counter at Walmart.
Not over the counter.
Yeah.
Over the counter means you can get it.
It's prescribed.
Not over the counter. That's what I meant. Not over the counter.
Wait a minute. You made a mistake. Everybody, mark this down. He made a mistake. He got a fucking thing.
Just say he just.
I'm going to go play a lottery.
Not an over the counter.
I can't even talk.
Yeah.
Pancakes and syrup. Yeah, but you're saying you have something.
It's like a perk high.
Pancakes.
Yeah, but I won't give it to me with. I just want this to stop.
He's got to go to the doctor.
No. No, I don't.
But you keep taking.
No.
Trust me.
No,
this is the
I haven't taken. Keep taking. I was taking. See that? This is what I was doing.
That's it.
That was it. Out of this whole thing.
It tells you take the whole thing.
30 milligrams. I just filled it up.
It don't make no sense.
But I've been
it's
up
like,
too.
If you're supposed to be taking two, you're taking one. That don't make no sense. Much
when you're coughing.
What are you trying to do? Save some?
I'm trying to see if I do this slow enough, I might accomplish another
one. You want some of the pro messaging?
Mm-mm.
What?
Dude, I never even did a rotten, bro.
It'll knock you the fuck out.
You're until rotten. You came around like, take this, take that. Try that, really? Do this.
I did.
Let's
that.
Do this. And then I'm like, Chris.
Oh, you did, Chris.
Chris, you got that shit? Yeah. You got that not rotten, rotten?
I could give you some of the rotten. I would give them to your dad.
Are you guys like...
Yeah. Oh, did you give them to me?
Yeah, when you're out of
no, it's not...
It's once in a blue moon, it's big.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I've never
Gina
had any rotten fucking...
Gina used to get them all the time.
I'm sure Gina will take anything.
I've taken the rotten, and it didn't affect me
if
anyway.
She
sleeping.
Knew you had something...
Yeah.
Are you gonna talk ill will of
no,
the ill will?
No, let's go downstairs. I'll leave.
I'm going. I got my stuff. Why? What are you doing downstairs
you
now?
You don't feel well.
Is this help me?
Jimmy.
No, yeah, I got my sandwich in there.
You can hear him. Sounds
well, I've been sitting there and smoking all fucking day.
Well,
accomplishing the goal.
That'll help. That'll help.
I'm fucking.
Probably, you
this up. And it'll wash the sink. Oh, there's no sink.
Yeah, how many people? Look at my mom.
Sure
with cancer. No one's got cancer. Ray Carr.
Dude, I just went through this.
Ray Carr had
I don't get everybody has cancer. Look that up.
But he got it from
everybody
Agent
believes
Orange.
That. Why do you think they put
I'm the only one that knows.
Knows,
what he
knows.
Died from.
But you didn't
what,
know
he was in the army. He was in Vietnam.
My dad was in Vietnam. He
and,
died from a glass lacking
chamber. He had open heart surgery. His heart was okay.
No, it starts with a G.
And then he got cancer. And
like everybody has cancer.
Well,
why
what
do you,
I'm
what
saying,
do you do?
This brought it out. Like, and they like,
no,
you know,
no, no.
Yes, it did.
Nothing.
It killed a lot of guys. It killed a lot of guys. Look at John Wayne.
What? Everybody. Why do they put chlorine in pools? It kill other things, right?
Out.
What can chlorine kill?
How do you think you got the
probably the bugs or
cancer. But you can't shoot it into your body.
Well,
you know what else?
In a pool.
So that's why they put chlorine in cancer. I mean, in the pool, so you don't get cancer.
God,
or not cancer, my bad. HIV. So wait, what are you hanging down here?
Yeah.
I can't believe you're up. I felt bad. I was come down there with you sometimes. You said you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Not now.
I did lay down for a little bit. You didn't see?
I seen you and you mumbled. I'm like, oh, you're sleeping. All right, we'll be right back after this.
2 hours later.
Lit, I am starting to share my lyrics for the next episode. This is going to be the best Raplit rhyme I ever put together in all of time. Let me explain why. So sit back right where you're at in your chair. I assume your underwear. It doesn't matter, you just sit right there and listen to these lyrical bombs from the air like God dropping his nutsack, hitting Jupiter with my bars as I lay back around this nonsensical era. Time to start the dance and a ballerina dress, I might add. All people aren't as stupid as you have thought of. They're just slow, low-key observant and filled with knowledge. I wish I could take a peek into that old person's thought process, so I would have a better contender in this world we think is so hard to be a part in. Observe, so please transform most of your consciousness into yourself. Yeah, that's right, the people you might think that lack that inability to not understand where you're coming from or what you are all about. First and foremost, we were there before you kids, so put your Walmart boxers back on. You know you're wearing them as we speak in tongues. This is Jimmy James and I bought you the first Raplit with the text-to-speech, and I'm still waiting for somebody to even reach, but it's okay if you're scared and you don't want none of this. I understand you're like, where do I even begin to put my diss? But it's not all about that, it's about wisdom and what's going to lead you down the right track. So for what it's worth, and it's not worth much, I'm Jimmy James and this is my lyrical insane Raplit verse part 1. And it's totally okay if you are not as smart as you thought you'd be. As part of this nonsensical rap to the lid, I'm going to be going into another gear anxiety hit the hammer back into gear 2, fuck at this point I can't even hear you, I'm on too many at a roll, you may not be aware to be understanding or even appealing this as it should be, trust me you're far from Einstein, or a neutron making splitting the atom bomb type of person yourself you're just a joke and when you turn your back we all just laugh.
We are recording. We are driving over the worst fucking bridge in the world. I've driven over it a gajillion times on Byberry Road. What's your thoughts on it?
It's treacherous.
It's treacherous. I guess we'll end there, folks. There is, dude. Dude, how long? And this is getting recorded because, you know, Philly's my most fucking stand-up place. Now, everybody knows who Chris is. A lot of potholes. Yeah, this is, we're in a fucking tank, dude.
We're in a German tank.
Kids, does this go back? Because I haven't shot yet.
Only a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's way better. It's nice to get out of the house. So, since I usually would have this all hooked up, you gotta watch that, because we're going to pick up new seats that you found on, what's the app called?
So Freebie Alerts.
What is it?
Freebie Alerts.
Freebie Alerts, right? Like Freebie Alerts. .com or just an app?
Freebie Alerts.
You're the one that you kept telling me to download it.
Yeah,
you did that with Wish, then I did a Wish, then I did a Temu myself,
if you have a box truck or a pickup, you make a kill just with that app.
I know, and me and you were talking about that. I said jokingly, we called the Jimmy James Show, and then he finished my sentence and said A to Z, like something on the road, but there's a lot of people who do that already. Yeah. Like, there is. And they make it killing, dude. Because then people run off. Dude, people run off and they want to fucking get in. Dude, they pay or whatever. They'll
go in to sell it. Well, you figure they get it for free. So paying to go sell it. Like, that ain't nothing. You know what I mean?
Pay what? Pay what?
Pay to go sell this stuff at the flea market.
Like, yeah. And the merch. Merch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, dude? You know, if you're not from this country, you could look up Busselton and Byberry, and you could see that's where we passed at this time. Even though we're not live, and the time you're hearing this would probably be, you know, you wouldn't catch up to us. But maybe you can Google Map, and you can see where the great Jimmy James and his sidekick Chris for the day has been. No, honestly, man, I want to know how every month I'm fucking getting more listeners for every 30 days, and I'm getting through fucking 4 years. You know, because May is 4 years.
Really?
April's when I had the idea. Remember, because it was COVID.
I did a full tune-up on this truck.
No, God, please, no!
yeah, he has ADD, by the way.
Put a new intake manifold on it. Like,
yeah, it sounds. Yeah, it's quite. That's why I did this. Yeah. And you know how this will come out? You might hear it. Dude, once I tune it up and wash it, you'll hear it nice and clear. Yeah. So, yeah, even now.
Yeah, you barely even hear this thing run, man.
Look, that's the sound.
Oh, okay.
See the sound? Like,
yeah. Sure.
See, look, it's nothing. Yeah, like the waves are, like that's how quiet it is. And we're driving. I know, I'm supposed to be doing basements of the basement ramblings of a crazy person, which I don't know why is one of the fucking most listens to.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's second, yeah. Well, still, it was, which number was it? One? Because I made before that, I had 5 out or 6 out, and it was the second one was the most listened to. Because But the second one I made, I think it's because I go down and I'm just real about shit, and I just open up, and I'm always real, but the difference is, dude, like, a lot of people don't open up, and like, it's hard for them to open up, and I'm opening up. Once I hit that publish button, you know, after I'm done editing, like, if we're talking about something sensitive and you were like, yo, leave that part out, no problem. You know, it's your thing. It's like, you know, if you jerk off 5 guys a day, that's your thing. Yeah. No, but I gotta leave that part out, Flag. No. See, that's the thing, though. Being funny, it's just having fun and just letting go of the stress. And a lot of people don't do that, dude. They don't know how to let go. And I'm not an expert on anything, but I'll tell you what, I've been through the anxiety. You're born with it. Sucks. So there might be somebody driving. For some reason, I get a lot of late night truck drivers. That's what I was told in the beginning of my analytics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my most listens between 12 to 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah. I mean, that was a year or two ago. I got to do an updated one, but...
Yeah, but we're truck driving, all right? We're in a...
Yeah, we are.
17 foot by 12 one box truck.
Yeah, so we can't call this part basements. We got to call this truck ramblings. The truck ramblings of two crazy people. So Chris is gonna come on this show for real. Like, this is, he's driving. So, but Chris, and maybe, you know, I don't know if he wants to get his partner involved. We'll talk about that in the future. But I don't know, man. I didn't have anything prepared. He got me up to come drive, and that's why I have a lot of raplets out, too, which are really fucking funny to me, because I think I made my own raplet guy. Like, I finally made an alter ego raplet guy. He sounds like the, he would sound like somebody you would hear, like, on TV or something. It's that good of a, it's not the one you heard. And I made 2 parts so far. I wanted to do 3 parts, yeah. I mean, I can let you listen to them before I put them out.
Yeah.
But they can't hear them until I drop the episode. I'm at 7:17. We'll be right back after this, you fucks.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is take 3 of the Jimmy James Show.
Part 2, getting a little heavy, and I added food, so I hope you're not on any strict dietary diet bottle water tantrum, or have any diabetes to slow me down. Fuck that, I'm just being needy. You can add your alphabet disease, don't mind me, I'm just fucking around. Okay, let's open these next can of worms, Half Crook Part 2. That is a good title in my book. You can call me a half crook. What can you tell me about this or that, this and all of humanity? Fuck it, I might as well make up a new bucket to kick. I need a poetry rhyming outlet that's going to take my shit to the next level. I'm sick of stopping and waiting to make these lyrical poetry bombshells that I drop. Hesitating to outweighing, possibly, the best influencer to a new generational of rhyming inspirational text-to-speech, Raplet, from Jimmy James, the one who created this, on his podcast show, which blew up like a nuclear warhead on a path to new heights. Like Mike, first round you're going down back in his prime. You might as well call me Optimus, because I'm on top of dis, wrap this in these 2 sandwiches. Whatever I need to make you laugh along at dis, I promise, you'll be willing to take a bite out of this. A little craziness with a twist of insanity at its finest. So for the last time, I'm going to say this. My name is Jimmy James, and I created text-to-speech Raplet for your rap list. Now show me another motherfucker that can do what I do and say what I say. But who knows, this could just be a testament. I could be on the hunt for a new turtle, to bring him out of his shell so that they can excel at something I started, just to make words come together, right now over me. See, I always pay tribute to where it's due. I'll even do shoutouts to people, bands, or if you start a podcast called The Rubber Band Man and His Rubber Band, maybe I'll drop a shoutout to the whole rubber industry, but that could be later on this podcast mystery, or whoever deserves it. There's one for the Beatles. Next up, I might drop a lyric from Jim Morrison or even the Eagles. Next part in uneven 3 coming up on this podcast thing I put together like 1, 2, 3. See you when I see you on the flip side of this. Don't worry, I'll be back. Just running out of character stacks.
3, 2, 1, go, Jim!
Hi guys, how you doing? I'm so excited. This is my new show. This is everybody's new fab. So, I like lighters, and I like arts and crafts, and I like the boss. I like his music. You like his music? Do I speak directly in your mic? Do I speak all the way over here?
All right, guys, that didn't work out. I had to cut him loose. I'm trying to find somebody new for the Jimmy James Show. Next up is, what's your name?
Peter.
All right, this is Peter. Oh, by the way, that was fucking Jumble and George. I don't know. He just ran out the door. I think he peed himself. Not you, Peter. Oh, hold on, here's Peter.
Hello, my name is Peter. I want to start a podcast. How do I begin?
Well, Peter, you could start multiple ways. You can start by...
I just want to know, how do I begin?
Well, I'm trying to kind of tell you that if you want, I guess the easiest thing...
I just want to know where I should download.
Oh, that's easy. What you do... Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you writing this down?
Yes.
Okay. Go to Spotify.
Spotify.
And then you type in The Jimmy James Show.
The Jimmy James Show. Is that it?
No. A/Z.
Okay. It seems like some sort of a podcast. Oh, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, and you just follow that, you fucking nerd. Get the fuck out of here. That was a terrible... I'm sorry, that was just fucking terrible. My... See, Dobie, I just did Dobie without looseless on, so... Most people who are technological advanced savvy will understand that lingo. But anyway, yeah, I don't have a pause button, so I'm gonna try another app after. I have to have a pause play. Oh, I could do so many. I think I do have MPD, multiple personality disorder. Just because I want it, I'm not, don't worry. By the way, you MPDers out there, you're part of the fucking alphabet, disease. Yes, I can make fun of you. Of course I could. Would I do it to your face? Abso-fucking-lutely. But do you know what I hate the most? I don't know if this irks you guys off or not. And I mean, gets you angry. Because I did talk about it a little bit in the beginning, how people are just fucking stupid. I think I talk about that every episode. But, okay, I'm going to define this one time. People are fucking stupid. Okay, I'm just going to tell you why I'm saying this, and I'm going to get back a little bit onto that. My pop said people are assholes. They're just fucking assholes. That's all they know how to be. And I said, no, they're not just assholes. They can be assholes. But bottom line, people are fucking ignorant, dumb, stupid. That's it. All right? And I'm saying this also. We all carry a little bit of that stupidity. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying. We all carry a little bit of stupid with us. That's what I'm trying to say. All right? We've done some stupid shit. But I'm talking about the dumb, 101 basic fucking shit, okay? Perfect example, and it happened to me right before I started doing the show today, May 2nd, which will be released today, May 2nd, or Thursday or Friday. Now, it'll be released today. Or tonight, whatever the fuck. Today, this morning. I'm not getting into all this because I just did the whole thing. And if I tell you guys the whole story, I'm going to get worked up. And my dad's like, at the end of it, he's like, why don't you just let it go? And I'm like, that's the thing. And my dad could be, he's not the smartest tool in the fucking shed. There's so many things that I say wrong, sometimes purposely, like that last bit. If you didn't hear me right, I was like, oh, I'm going to go grab my mic and add this to the, I don't know if I said to the show. And then I said, I don't know if I'm adding that to the show or not. See, like, I do things and say things purposely to see if people either notice I'm being that fucking stupid or it goes over your head. Or you're just like that and you just want to hear how you sound. This is how I would sound on the radio. Jesus Christ, I should just do a podcast. Why doesn't everybody do a podcast? More power to you. Do a podcast. Just make sure you have like a little bit of a voice. There are voice things out there. Am I getting off track? Absolutely. Do I know it? Absolutely. Do I care? Hold on. No, I do not. But I care about you and your feelings. This is the one thing I do care about. I'm not joking about. All right, so I won't get into the whole thing. But this will prove my point. Without a shadow of a doubt. I could have been a fucking lawyer. I bullshit so much. I do. I bullshit. I won't like bullshit. Like, there's a difference between lying and bullshit. I've had this so many times. But I'm not bullshitting you guys on this. Because this is true. This is my life. And I'm not going to get into the whole story. All right, so imagine a store you go to almost every night. Now, stuff happened in both stores, but they were separate things, not related, that means. Anyway, it just happened to be one of those fucking nights, dude. Maybe the moon wasn't full enough. I don't know. And they were just pissed. That's a fact, too. You can look that up on a full moon. Crime does go up on a full moon. I know that sounds weird and wacky and something I would not say, but it's true. According to scientists that I do not know or have never met. Anyway, I went into the store, Rite Aid. You guys know Rite Aid. I'm sure they sell medicines there. Like your pain relievers and shit and your sleepers and your knockers. Yeah. All right, I'm done with that.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
2 hours later.
My name is Slick Rick. Nah, I'm just kidding. Hold on to my dick while I'm about to split an atom, a neutron, and a couple retards open with just some words from God We Trust. That means I hand you money and you must, I'm assuming most of you are the same, wake up, do the 9 to 5 o'clock, go home, rinse and repeat. Are you fucking insane? But I don't want to be too harsh on you, I already know life has been putting a beating up on y'all. When was the last time you sat down and actually thought to yourself, yeah, that's the end of that question, like when was the last time you had an original idea that you bounced off your empty head? It's okay, I'm not trying to attack any of you fine people out there, sometimes you just don't know when you're a puppet on a string. See, what happens with me is I realized those strings were on me at an early age, so I cut them motherfuckers off and I dedicated my life to helping others. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't consider myself related to Pinocchio, do you? I come to attack a lot of whack motherfuckers. By the way, it's funny hearing me curse. I sound like I'm scary or something, but I'll kick that to another verse. And ideas in this world. I'm not saying I'm a fortress full of vanity and wisdom. And hold on, I had to cough up some bullshit real quick. Anyway, getting back onto my shtick, chick, stick, dick. For some reason my text-to-speech won't spell or say this, so, I guess getting back to my tantrum. By the way, thanks a lot, text-to-speech word program. Yeah, just say whatever word and we'll say it. Anyway, flipping you the bird. Okay, sorry, that was a side note, let's get back on to whatever the hell I'm talking about. I'm just trying to understand why the American man or woman or take the whole world and mix it up in this crazy pot we call, I guess we call it, why not, our planet Earth. What's the difference? They don't have to rhyme to mean the same fucking thing. But seriously, when are you going to stop listening to rich people tell you some fucking ideas or act like they're the same as you? Come, I just watched Elon Musk talk about not meeting an alien, and then he grinned and laughed and said I would like to meet one, and then I watched him explain how his rockets worked like we were there to hear this bullshit. You guys understand this is all public and politics at work. Don't be fooled, and remember, you still got those strings dangling. You might be thinking to yourself now, motherfucker, that ain't me. Look up and find out where your head has been. Has it been in the clouds? And on one hand, that is fucking amazing if it has been, but if it has been for all the wrong reasons, then you got yourself some kind of thinking ahead. This wasn't an attack, and nobody, like I said from the beginning. What I'm trying to get across to you is, before I take the system on one raplet at a time, I want you to make sure you're on the same page as me, not dangling fruit like from an apple tree. So for now, take your time. That is all I wanted to drop. With much love, much respect, and I'll take whatever you got. This is Jimmy James saying peace out, much love and much respect, and I wish I could give it all back, 100 times over, all this love to my followers. So for now, peace out until I hit you back with my next crazy and thought-provoking text-to-speech. Next time, I promise you it will be more inner put, with more inner care, making concepts together concepts so you can step up and understand what I'm trying to say. I don't want to be forcing shit down your throats, just like the walkers on TV, yet basically the Walking Dead. But anyway, enough said, I'll get it into it later. Peace out and take care of yourself and one another. That's all I can do at the moment, my sisters and brothers.
But, so, there's the back, which is the fucking pharmacy that was just closing. I know the lady, because I had to walk around. I had to get, I'm still getting over this being sick thing, like, where it's, like, I congested in my chest, which I never really talked about in part two. I kind of skimmed over everything like a fucking rock, like you skimmed it in a lake. I literally fucking forgot to get back to so much shit. So I'm walking in there, and I'm about, you know, I got the flu one, or whatever the fuck, it's not flu, cough, and my dad, pops, my dad, you don't say dad, pops wanted some fucking, I don't know, some of that pink shit you drink, Pepto-Bismol, such a weird name. Who the fuck comes up with these names? That's a whole nother show. Who comes up with these names? Jimmy James. Pepto-Bismol. I'm a fucking retard. I thought about this while I was sitting in the mall. In one of those comfy chairs that rubs your legs and rubs your back. Pay $10 to have your ass crack. Sat where 100 other people had their crack before. I don't know. Come knock on this door. Alright. See who's ringing the bell. That's how the song goes. Getting back to the day. So the guy who is getting off work, all right, now he's getting off, so I know that. I'm being respectful. I'm saying, hey, I fucking Pepto-Bismol. I know it's like a big pink thing, but, you know, obviously inflation. So things are low, and I'm like, do you see it? And I didn't. Where he was standing was like, if I would have moved in his way, I would have seen it. And I was like, oh, and he points to it. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you so much. And like, great. So let me go back up. He's coming. I'm like, hey, real quick, I know you're walking out. You can point as you're walking out. I was like, can you tell me where the Pepto-Bismol is, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, it's for my pops. I don't know what made me say that, but that was just weird. For me, that was a funny moment. In my head, I'm like, I gotta remember that. You know, I'm like, because I had the cough stuff in one hand. Like, ah, you know, that's a guy thing. Like, I waited fucking 6 months before I started taking this. Pepto-Bismol, that's for my pops. I mean, I use it too. I think I did say that too. I'm like, I use it, you know, just in case he uses it. So that's just the way I am. So he points to it. All right, so I start walking. Now, at the end of the aisle where I'm walking to, and this person's like a foot behind me, and the, I guess, 2 seconds go by, and I have a joke. Not a funny one, not an offending one. Something stupid, some dumb joke. Maybe he'll, you know, he's getting done for the night. They're about to close at 11. No big deal. So I'm like, and the manager knows me. All right? Like, knows me, and we'll get to that. So I see her and I look over. I'm like, hey, really loudly, like, hey. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna put one of each thing in my jacket. You go in front. I'm gonna go behind, or no, I'm gonna go in front. You go behind me, or something like that. It was like just so obvious, right? And like, manager before I got a glance at her face. He fucking first. He grabbed him out of my hand, one. He grabbed one out of my hand, like, kind of rough. And I thought he was going to do a joke, too. So I'm like, what do you got? What do you got? And he's, give me the other one. Give me the other one. So I was, like, a little reluctant. And I'm like, all right, you just grab one out of my hand. I'm in a good mood. Don't fuck me. Don't fuck me up. So he grabbed it out of my hand. He's like, and then he gets pissed, turns around, and walks away. And, like, I thought he was fucking with me for, like, I literally gave him, like, 10 steps, thought maybe he's gonna turn around, like, I gotcha, but you just can't, you can't jam me, I'm like, like, this would be me if he did do that. That's good, that was good, you got me, but in reality, no, you didn't. So, obviously, like, I didn't get you with the joke, well, let's walk out, which I thought, this is all true, shit you not, can't make this shit up. This dude, who has seen me so many times, he works in the pharmacy, I don't talk to him, but I've been back there to order shit. I have a black hat, you guys seen me, I have the fucking bandana, because I sweat, and I protect my hat brim, it doesn't smell, it's fucking great. If you never tried it, you can wash the fucking bandanas, that's it. So anyway, so I don't run too long, this turned into a whole serious thing, so I turned to Chloe, I'm like, like with one of those faces, like, you don't know if you gotta go to, like, you look like a little kid and you don't know if you have to take a shit or not. Like, you're like, maybe? You have to shit? Like, you don't know if you want to jump off the bridge that, you know, it's only 10-foot drop, but you're drunk, but you don't know if you're drunk enough to do that in the pitch dark of the moonlight. I don't know what the fuck that, I've never done either of those two. Well, I pooped. I poopied, but never in a lake. I don't know why that came up. But so, anyway. So, this guy got so fucking serious, right? Then I found a touch of gayness. Now, how I found out about that is when he said, give me them. So, I knew he was gay. Didn't bother me or anything. I mean, really, it does not. That shit never did. Like I said, growing up with a sister who was bisexual at an early age, I guess I just was lucky, I guess? I don't know. Even if she wasn't, I don't think that shit would bother us, because we have a couple other family members who are gay, proud, and whatever. You go, because you're in the letter group, you're not a disease, you're just awesome. So, you're the awesome alphabet. Well, we got the fucking dysfunctional alphabet. So, anyway, this guy, then, like, I apologize to him. This is me. Listen, hey, I'm sorry, it was a bad joke, maybe I didn't know, maybe I misread this, I thought you knew me, and, you know, and, like, after Chloe kind of, like, was like, oh, like, he's cool as shit, don't, you know, like, don't do that, like, first you just grabbed that his hand, I would have fucked dude up if I knew he was trying to do it for real. You know, like, no, unless he asked, then I would hand it back because he works there, but he's off the clock, so then no, the answer is back to no, unless Chloe said so, I'd do it, I'm not an asshole, you know what I mean, and I'd rather be an asshole than a full ass, which this guy was being, maybe he had a bad night, alright, so the joke didn't work, whatever, that's the bottom line of this. The second part is, as he was, like, I was getting back to things, and I was apologizing, and I said, something just happened, this is what I said in this tone, I said, this is crazy, I said, just before I came here, something happened over at Wawa, which is the store that's next to it, and that's all I got out, and he took them back, but they were, like, already kind of in his hand, and he took them back, and put them back. And I'm like, what? What the fuck was that about? Then he had the nerve to sit there and say, I'm not going to pay for them. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, first of all, where did that... Like, I didn't know if he meant, I'm not going to pay for... Like, I'm not allowed to? Or, So I was confused. I'm like, Chloe, you're the GM, right? Like, just got ranked up like months ago. And she's like, I'm like, what do you want me to do here? And she's like, I don't know. Like, she's like whispering, cause she, you know, like, I guess, you know, I don't know. I honestly am ignorant. I don't know. I am not going to disclose Chloe's full thing. Okay. Gay, straight, bi, or anything. I shouldn't even disclose that, guys, but I'm just saying, you know, you won't know. I'm not throwing names. I shouldn't have threw even that name out, but Chloe actually isn't her name, so, you know, just leave it at that. I'm not putting real names out there. I did catch myself on her and him. I don't know his name. My father did, I guess. I don't know how that is. Anyway, he said he seems like he's like really serious all the time. And I'm like, yeah, like he's 19. He looks like he's going to give himself a fucking heart attack. Anyway, so I take the shit back off the shelf. I'm like, look, dude, we're not doing this again. I apologize. I don't want to be. This is how I said it. I said, look, I apologize. Sorry. Once again, I'm going to go and take care of this right now. All right. Like, don't worry. I'm sorry. And he's, can you please stop talking to me? I'm like, damn, this motherfucker. Like, so he might, listen, people, this is what I'm not saying is the stupid part, okay? He says I'm not paying for it. I was vouched for it, not just by the manager, by the other person who works up front. And also, the person who kind of like, I don't know, I waved hi to, who knows me in the front of the pharmacy where that dude works. And he still sat there and watched me, like, pay, even though there's nothing he can do about it. And two, I'm the one who would fuck somebody up, because that's the other part of the story, which I'm not going to get into, because that's something that's serious. But I would fuck somebody up if they came in there, all right, and started some shit, or didn't pay for something. I would be the first person to chase him out the door and get him. All right? Is it worth certain injuries? Yeah, it depends. Are they taking gum? Like, no, I'm not going to chase a fucking my age person or somebody's kid. I'm not going to be able to catch them. But, you know, if it's something like that, like what I was taking, something sick, I would at least grab the person and be like, yo, dude, what do you need this for? Like, fucking, like, if it was just that, I would probably wind up paying for it, or they would probably just gratitude. Like, those people would just give it to them, even though it is like $12. That's the type of people that all you have to do is ask. So yeah, the stupidity, everybody's stupid, meaning like, dude, you might be having a bad day, but now you're taking it to a point that it doesn't need to go to. When you're waiting for me to pay, the only reason I gave that dude leeway is one, he was a little younger, on the younger side, but not like, I don't think he was 19, he's probably in his mid-20s, I guess. So yeah, that would have been a workout, but it has nothing to do because he's gay, okay? Matter of fact, he was actually handsy with me. Like he grabbed that shit out of me. Like I said, thought it was going to be a joke. And the only thing, honestly, to stop me from really saying more shit was Chloe. She's fucking awesome. And the new guy that was there for, like, been there for a couple months. And he's, like, a sweet kid. And I was like, I am not doing this in front of these people. So I was at pay. I asked Chloe about her. I haven't seen her in a while. How's she been? You know, last time I seen you, I helped you with the water when it fucking fell and nobody helped her and they stepped over. That's it. And I left and I said, hey, and once again, I said, hey, sorry about all that, guys. Sorry on me. Once again, that dude did not say sorry, my bad, after he said I wouldn't pay. And there's been more shit said to me, which in a way, like, people that don't know me, I love when people, like, see me, they don't hear me, like, they don't hear me because I'm not talking, and they assume the worst, or they assume something. But see, I bring out myself first. So I like, hey, I go along as non-threatening and shit. I don't want to come off, you know, some people might get worried that I wear a bandana. So last part of this is, that's a serious thing. Like in Philly, I don't know, weird, but serious. The last thing of this is here, an eyeball's distance away. This is the last part. I'm not going to say it's the kicker because I would have to tell you the whole story, which happened in the other store. But as I was leaving from another hour expiration, another hour at the other store, which I should only have been in there for like 15 minutes tops. There's a black woman sitting in her car with her window rolled up. I'm one of the only people out there and just leaving the store. I got my headset on. Now remember, she's black. Most women will carry, and I have my knife out. Like not out, like you have a concealed weapon, it's covered. I have it open. And I'm like, I hear something, and I'm like, no. And I'm like, the fuck song is that? So I'm the type of person, I'm like, hey, and she's like, no. And then once I was like, I had my headset and I pulled it up and I'm like waving my phone. And then she goes, oh, and then like, I don't know, maybe she seen my cross, the way I was like giving off body language. She rolled down her window a little bit. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Can you tell me what song that is? Anyway, what do you think happens? I'm trying to leave. 10 minutes, she had her son in the store that I just left. 10-12 minutes later, I was sat there and we fed each other back. This is a black older woman sat there and fed back each other like good music to listen to, like good people we'd like. It was Kendrick Lamar. And the only time I heard really Kendrick, the first time I heard him was like, you know, fucking, I can't remember. Can I say that? Is it the title there? Yeah, it's like, fuck. I'm trying to think. Like, hold up. Oh, my God. I'll figure it out. Anyway, because I'm looking at the time. I'm at 24 minutes. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. And it sounded familiar, and the beat sounded good, though. I didn't hear the voice. I heard the beat. And when I hear a good beat, and I heard somewhat of a good reference of a verse, I couldn't really hear it. Like, that's how comfortable her level went. That's how I am normally. I am not this person who walks around and be like, hey, you want to steal something? Let's go for it. This dude fucking did a fucking wannabe robo fucking knot. He was a robo knot. You know, and then I have this woman who's alone who could be carrying and shot me if she felt threatened. Like I said, women carry their guns out for reasons. That's just the way it is. Like, don't fuck with them, you know, especially a black woman and any women, really. But I'm saying black women because, you know, they're not coming up to the Northeast because they probably live there. They probably live in, like, North Philly and shit, which is hardcore. And for everybody in Philly, I love you guys. I love all of you, man. Born and raised in South Philly and Northeast Philly. And I could be wrong about that. Like, hey, more white women can carry, I don't know, but that wasn't the whole thing of that. The whole point was that is like I can have a friendly conversation, not knowing somebody at all, then going to a store that I go to almost all the time, especially for like medicine, and then think I would steal it after like, yeah, it's just so stupid. I don't know. I wish I could tell you more of that story, but right now, it's actually up to me whether I want to make the next move. So I'll let you know if I do. This is part three. Technically, this is supposed to be part two. But I think you'll have the second part or first part of like a rap. But I know I threw it in. I threw a lot of shit in because it's been like a month to me in my head. All right, this is going to be a long one. I got one more take and that's it. Be right back after this. This is Mr. Raplet. Part one, I believe. Here we go.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
I give you my... And the next contestant, hold on.
What's your name?
My name is Jeffrey.
Oh, what do you want to be when you grow up, Jeffrey? Don't mind the sweat.
Yeah, I want to be a podcast like you.
How old are you, Jeffrey? That's amazing. One second. What was the question, Jeffrey?
You asked me a question.
I did? All right, thank you, Jeffrey. Good boy.
But.
Good boy, Jeffrey.
But, hey.
All right. That was Jeffrey, everybody.
I just realized I did a lot more rabbits than I fucking realized. Okay. So, in my defense
is Exhibit A. If you look at Exhibit A, Jimmy James was sick all fucking way long. In Exhibit B, he had family move in. And in Exhibit C, I believe it's C. Is C have to be counselor? Objection?
No. I was thinking
holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't realize I put so much shit in because then like I gotta put like all these in between things and I'm like, oh, I got Slick Rick, I did Dave, and I did the Rapplet guy. Part one, part two, and I was supposed to do a part three. They're pretty quick. So this is what I had in mind. It is, I have 60% of my phone left because I'm not charging it. It is 1:53 a.m. Thursday, May 2nd. I love you guys, man. This is why I do what I do. This is why I do what I do for my great country. I did remember I wanted to say in that first rapplet about, like, the euphoria. I wanted to put world, not, like, America. I never really think, like, as us, as America. I fucking hate that. I'm not an idealist. I'm not anything, really. I'm not really here. I was watching YouTube, and I was watching, like, 50 facts that you think are facts, but they're really not. I don't know, some British guy talks super fast because he has to get through all these facts in, like, 58 minutes. And then he's trying to sponsor something. And he's like, I couldn't do this without my sponsor. Oh, this is a great book. I really love this thing. I usually just get these things, and I just, like, but I'm really using it. No, you're not. Shut the fuck up. You're not using that. You might be using the other thing, but you're not using that. You're definitely using this. 100% you're using that. Does that, like, oil itself and self-clean? You just throw it right in the wash? Like, you just wash it? Like a cup? Holy shit, how do you get all the way in there? Oh, like a brush. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. Penis! No, and then I had all these things where, like, you know, you do in between. It would take forever if I edit it. Imagine if I edited everything I fucked up. That would be called a blooper show. But I had Slick Rick, which I guess I'll have to go back, add 3 seconds, and announce, this is the Slick Rick. Yeah, you already heard it by now. But this is the Slick Rick Rapplet. So, In my defense, guys, I had, like, no voice. I was coughing so much. Literally, I was like, a little bit. And then it would just get worse. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, no. And now I smoke a lot. I don't give a fuck. It's not the cigarettes. It's really not. I know I sound like one of those stupid fucks. Not the cigarettes. Now, smoking when you have that congestion, cigarettes might not help. Let's see what my pack says. Mine always has a fortune on it. I love it. Sometimes they're, like, really wrong. I think I should... Oh, look, this is the one I could sue. I was just about to say, some of them I should sue. Warning, smoking by pregnant women may result in fatal injury, permanent birth. I'm sorry, permanent birth.
and that's another thing. I'll get on to the next subject. Premature birth and premature ejaculation. No, and low birth weight. Okay, first of all, if you're smoking when you're a woman, that is your business. Nobody else's. Somebody says, how dare you smoke with that cigarette? Look what my parents did. They smoked. They did, like, fucking all this shit. I turned out fine. But I'm not a woman, so, like, I feel kind of offended by this, right? Right? That's the world we live in today. And that is no joke as I drop the cigarettes. Now, if you see me on TikTok, and I know this is a long, weird fucking episode, but come on. This is the only time I get to be fucking super weird and I don't have to worry about making sense, you know, is on the Basement Ramblings. Somebody did suggest I should make every show like this, which I would love to do, honestly. I mean, I come down here, I'm like, blah, 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 you listen. And then I'm like, why don't I do my jokes? Like, I'll have the Basement Ramblings. I do have the Anger Management. It's all the fucking same. But then, like, why don't I just try my jokes out with you guys? Instead of, like, I'm a better writer. Or, you know what I mean? Like, by far. Like, if I want to write a joke or something funny down rhyming-wise. But I'm a better writer than I am. I don't want to say in the moment. I told you, like, I'm fast with it in the moment. But when you're on the, this is tough. When you're on a podcast, right? And especially in today's age, like I was just kind of, I'm piecing these two things together about how I should sue, get it? Like, because it's offensive to me, you know? My body. And that's, I'm not making fun of that part. I'm making fun of the part that it's like, so like, oh my God, my kid doesn't have a tablet. Oh, he has a tablet, but oh, little Georgie, he doesn't have money, you know, the fucking, fuck. I was gonna call this a fuck up. I was trying to think of the cover. Is it a cover? I guess it is. I don't know. Like, your phone has a case, but then the case has to have, like a flip-out thing, and then that has to, like, have, like, a fucking pop-out phone just for emergencies, and then eight pencils, or, you know, the ones you can draw with, are all on the side, and that costs, like, a literal suicide to have. That's why I made fun of that, and that's when I did some jokes, like, when I mean practice jokes, like, for example, for people who are just like, what do you mean, jokes? What does this mean? What is this? What's this? What's this I feel? No. it's like when I was talking about kids with tablets. That's an old one. But kids with the tablets, and you have to have one in every room. Now, I just say it on here, and then I see how it gets picked up. And then I'm like, well, why don't I do it more stand-up-ish? And I was like, oh my God, I've been doing that. Like, I've been saying I've been wanting to do a show. So, bringing all this together, I could be really hardcore. And like I said, I'm not saying the rap blitz. I know you guys might like them. You might not. Some people say that follow me, that know me personally, like, oh, I like them. Yeah, they could just be being nice. Or they don't listen, like, to them all. I would be, like, so curious if somebody sent me one of them. And, like, the way I do it, doesn't have to be my way, but with, like, a voice, like, a good voice, it doesn't matter. I would listen to it even if you had, like, a shitty one. Because I get it. I've been there. But what I'm trying to do is, real quick, I can do subjects. I can jump off the wall. Fuck sidetracks. We're doing side fucking rails, side goddamn side guy. I just had a thought, but you guys wouldn't have got it. Fuck it, you guys won't get it. Except from Philly. Fuck it, I ain't doing it either. Worked in Wildwood, and you remember the big train. Watch the train car, please. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so TikTok that has video. I never thought, like, all right, yeah, I can't do a comedy or anything without being on video. It would make more sense. And I was like, I could go to a club. But then I can also get my name out there. Now, something, I don't know if I did talk about this, but this is a long time ago because it had to be at least 2 years. I said if I don't grow, it's like to a certain point in 2 years, I'm going to quit. Like not quit podcast, just quit publishing it. So I did hit it, and now I'm like, all right, I'm going to give myself a year. This is just me talking right now. I haven't done this yet or committed, but I'm going to see how I do on TikTok. And I kind of just started, but I never did any comedy stuff. Well, there's a lot of, like, I guess, you know, things up there where I really like to do the text to speech, and then you get the video. That's fun, but it takes a while because I only can, you know, put so much in a paragraph, and then you got to go to the next part. It's fucking a pain in the ass. So I was thinking doing, it's not going to be live. I could do it live, but the first one I don't want to do live. I'm going to do like 10 minutes. I'm going to do 30 minutes, so it'll be 3 sets. And I'm going to watch them, see what I'm just going to throw it out there too. I remember setting the show. I don't know if I'm going to put them on the show, but then I'll put them on the show. But I'm hoping you guys really check it out. I will drop my TikTok link in there. It should be in there in the, you know, the main link. But I forget if I have to add that. Yeah, I mean, I know. I just watch this. Mark my words. TikTok will be like part of the... You know how, like, if you're a podcast, you'll know what I'm talking about. Or if you go to my main server, it says I'm on this plus like 8 or 9 other platforms, that's way more platforms. I don't know. It's too many for me. I don't know. I just know I claim so much that I stop claiming them because I'm like, this is like, what's the point? And, so that's like one big thing. And I really, really want him. I don't know why. It just keeps going in my head. Like, U-turn. That's going to be my first fucking special. I want it to be U-turn for so many reasons. I have so many good jokes that will come into that. And, or I was even thinking, like, you know, there's also Alphabet. There's a lot of names. If you guys have any good names for a show, so, like, the Jimmy James, it's going to be the first... Whatever special, anything like the Jimmy James stand-up or comedy special, and you got a good title name, please send it to me. I will take it under advisement. I was thinking U-turn, so I'll throw someone out there. U-turn, like the Jimmy James Show and the Alphabet Disease, you know, like stand, like comedy special. And I want to do that. But before I really get into that, I'm going to go on TikTok and see how many people actually do comedy stuff, like a show, you know? I know you only get 10 minutes, but you could do part 1, part 2, part 3, whatever. And you're like, well, why don't you just do this on YouTube, live? But I'm like, well, I haven't done this. I'm rusty, all right? That's why I didn't commit. The reason why I'm telling you to mark my words with TikTok is because of what I read in the guidelines. They only mention TikTok as a other source of platform, which is visible. I don't even think they mention YouTube, which is visible, and it's funny. I started using it, and that's how I started building it. So there goes a piece of advice for you guys. Last but not least, and this is not like on a list, I'm just remembering a lot of this stuff here. I noticed that like only a lot of ratings that I got back, you guys were really interested on how I got started. Not just like podcasting. Like, I know, like, you know, I don't want to do your type of show. You're all over the fucking place, dude. Who could do that? Nobody. Nobody. Unless you're fucking out of your mind. But you want to know, maybe, hey, how do I get the confidence? How do I, cause I run into that a lot with people in real life. I don't know, like, dude, you know how much you can save in money? All right. From therapy. From just fucking ramming a mic into your mouth and yabbing out, yabbing, I don't know if that's a word, but just fucking shouting out shit that's just bothering you, it's a lot. And guess what? Cost you nothing. And if you're really good,
like me.
No, if you're really good, seriously, you will keep it up. And like, you will keep going and keep fucking making it. Now, this is the last part. I am not adding anything else in. I might have like one thing. Oh, I have to do the last rap-lit, which I'll tell you is what it's going to be before it's out. So you know it's today. It's only going to take, it's only going to be like 2 minutes long. A minute and 32 minutes. Okay. Richard Kaufman, this is for you. Congratulations. Now, anybody doesn't know Richard Kaufman from the Vertical Limit, he just hit a milestone. But other than the milestone, I didn't know how, like I told you guys, I didn't know how big, oh, how big he, I knew he was up there. He's been doing it for a while. But I found out about this when I was sick and I wasn't doing the show. And I told everybody, like, I'll get to it. Like, you guys, you know, like, now most of those guys in there know that I have never been out this long. And I'm the one that's always like, come on, guys. Listen, I understand life's first. And I'm proud of, like, Cody, too. And Eddie, I don't know if you've dropped anything lately. But, hey, you guys all got lives, man. I understand. And, Eddie, like, you know, you gave me that shout-out. Like I said, I still to my heart. And, Richard, you with the letter. Man, fucking blows. I'm sorry I cursed to you personally. You goody two-shoes, you. But he just hit a big milestone. And, sorry, there's my voice going. I wanted to do this before my voice goes. So, I'm going to stop this here. I'm going to get the info. And then I'm going to come back and read it because I'm on my phone and I can't do it on Dobie. So I will be right back after this. And it's already running 17. So this will be last part. And then I'll have this little bonus thing coming up. So if you're interested in hearing about that Vertical Limit, just to show you if you have a good team, and especially, which this is words I didn't think I would say, like, he has a family helping him. If I had that support, I could go far, because I would push myself to limits that I don't think anybody could push yourself any further on a platform just for podcasting. I would need much more. With that being said, I believe Richard and his people that he knows may have something like that. So I want to check it out, and I want to make sure my information's correct before I'm saying this. So I'm doing this last part for Richard, and I will send him the link. I'll probably just send it like to the time stamp. But yeah, be right back after this. And I'm also going to end it with the guy thing, and I'll tell you what it will be about, because I'll think of something, and then that way, you know, like I said, it's live. All right. Once again, I love all you guys, especially at the content creators crew. Maybe I'll do one about you and how you are not dropping your shit. Everybody at the content creators crew is not a content creator. They are creators of some sort of level. They have experience in creating something. Does not have to be social media. And we still have like two spots open. I want to thank Lisper on Lisper Podcasting, or The Lisper, D-A. Lisper, L-I-S-P-E-R, on coming on in and joining the group. That was awesome. That was groovy, bruh. That was awesome. All you guys are awesome. I'll talk more about that on the next flip side here. This is the bonus coming up. The bonus on the bonus with Jimmy James, the crew, and who the fuck knows. Be right back after this. But if you don't stick around, take care of yourselves and one another, like always. Much love, much respect. Peace. Bonus will continue. I mean, that's pretty much about it. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, just...
I'm starting to cough a lot, probably starting the beginning stages of cancer. That's nothing to be excited about, but hindsight 2020 it's and all that weird saying type shit. I must admit, I wanted to travel this road, and I know before your head explodes, I needed to do this, really can't explain why. I can't explain the whole reason behind this, but I can tell you this, my family is waiting on the other side, and I'm going to prove that. I knew this the whole time, being an empath, is like being the weather guy, you know, a forecaster man, or somebody who tells you when it's going to rain. Oh, I love those days when you didn't have to go to school because it was going to snow. Whoops, sorry, big sidetrack. Anyway, besides that, something like that is what I'm trying to say, but more insane. But if you have an open mind and open heart, you'll know what I'm saying. Death is not the end, my friend. It is the beginning of another chapter in the human life, going to spirit's life. After that, I don't know. I looked at answer up and asked for that answer plus, so many times. Time and time again, people wonder what it's like to die and afterlife and all that. Well, I'll tell you one thing, do not be scared. I once seen a 6-year-old pass in front of my eyes, with no fear or care. And no, she was never scared. I was your favorite uncle, and that made me proud, even though I was young and didn't know it at the time. This is why I cannot wait to see her and say hi. I know that sounds kinda stupid, but she was an angel and I didn't know it at the time, but now at least sooner than later I can get to say to her, right to her face, on everybody I pissed off or made them upset from what I've done, I can at least look at them and say sorry from the beyond. I guess there is no hearts, only spirit, and that gives me comfort knowing I might be close to the end. But if I'm writing this too early, then what the fuck, I guess I'll just keep writing shit down until the time for me is no more. But lastly, I must say, if you know your time is going to be up soon, please do not be scared. You'll have family waiting for you on the other side to comfort and guide you. Never be scared and never be worried. I promise you, you'll have an angel waiting for you like I do now. Nothing else to be said except take care of yourself and one another as long as you can. This is Jimmy James and this is the end.
This is Jimmy James and this is my love for you. Thank you. Far we came. Let's get it. Thank you. years later, thank you to another beautiful season 14. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This is Jimmy James saying peace out.
I just wanted to let you know, last thing, I'm putting the bonuses on a separate episode that will just be bonuses. Pretty much, you know, it had really nothing to do with this, but I just wanted to add in there at the top, you're going to be hearing all pretty much the same voices, I guess, but Slick Rick is going to be one of the Raplets. Dave, and then we got the rap guy, one, part one and two, which I did promise you part three. Well, I'll put that on the bonus, but for now, I'm going to release this, that's it, and there's nothing you can do about it, to tell you the truth. And I never really came up with a subject, so I figured, I got to do TikTok stuff, it's getting late, you know? There's only so much night in the night. Alright, whatever. You get the point. Anyway, so I was thinking for this next... I do think. But I'm going to do a raplet about three things, and that's in this room, what I'm looking at. Alright, so first thing, I got John Crook. A John Crook card. I got an old radio, and I'm just turning around to see if there's... John Crook, an old radio, and there's so many tools, but I'm like, I have no tools. John Crook, actually, all right, John Crook, no, that's not fair. John Crook, old radio, and, microphone. Nah, kind of goes with the radio. John Crook, that's the Philadelphia baseball player. First baseman John Crook, radio, and shitload of nails. Shitload of nails. No, sounds like it's screws or screws and nails. You can't do that. Lawnmower. There we go. Ah, it's a machine. Shit, I'm trying to do separate things here. See how hard it is. Never really did this. I got one. Korean Vietnam veteran John Crook and an old ham radio. There you go. That's it. Coming up next and on the bonus. Peace out. Much love.